Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tammy. I need to advise you. This call is being recorded for quality assurance. How may I help you today?
Hey, Ms. Tammy. I tried to go online and fill out for unemployment, and it told me to give you guys a call. I guess I filled something out wrong.
Okay. Can I'm finna file it for you. Can I be a social?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. 417-33-4968.
I have 417-33-4968.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you've never filed a claim before?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay, this is gonna be fun.
Oh my goodness, uh-oh.
No, it's nothing wrong. It's okay. Give me your first name and spell it for me, please.
Yes, ma'am. J-A-M-E-S.
J-A-N. J-A-M-E-S. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a middle initial?
I do. E.
Okay. Last name, please.
Deshler. D-E-S-H-L-E-R.
D-E-S-D-E-S-H. L-E-R?
Yes, ma'am. D-E-S-H-L-E-R.
Gotcha. Give me your date of birth, please.
Yes, ma'am. 2-3-86.
Okay. I have 2-3-1986.
Yes, ma'am.
Male, are you a U.S. citizen? Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated 12th grade.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Burnett.
Spell it.
B-U-R-N-E-T-T.
Thank you. Do you have a driving license?
I do, yes, ma'am.
What state?
Alabama.
Can I have the driving license number, please?
Yes, ma'am. 7310150.
I have 7310150.
Yes, ma'am.
If you approve for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage Benefits Card. The benefit card takes about 5 to 7 days after you have been approved to be delivered. We recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Okay, we'll do direct deposit.
And is that checking or savings?
Checking account.
And I need a routing number and an account number.
All right, yes, ma'am. Let me get it.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Go in there, boy. What's up? What you doing, man? All right. Let's see. Okay. Oh, give me. Wait a minute. Thank you. Get in here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, we'll play it later again. All right. Hold on, hold on. All right. The routing number is 06-2104-290.
Routing number 06-2104-290.
Yes, ma'am.
Account number?
Okay, 3-4-2-6-8-9.
342689. Account number.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Okay. I need an address, please.
Okay. 395.
395. Who?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Dallas Lane.
Spell it.
D A L L A S.
Dallas Lane, L A N E.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I think it's just LN. I'm not sure if that matters.
Okay.
It's an abbreviation.
Okay. And I need a zip code.
Okay, 36545.
Okay, city?
Jackson, Alabama.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
You said Jackson, Alabama. Okay. Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am. That's the same.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Can I have a primary phone number for you, please?
Yes, ma'am. 334-830-5173.
I have 334-830-5173. Do you have a secondary number you would like to have on file?
That's the only one I have. So.
Okay. Do you have an email address you like on file?
Yeah, yes, I do. That's J-A-M-E-S.
J-A-M-E-S.
Yes, ma'am. D-E-S-H-L-E-R.
D-E-S-H-L-E-R.
That's right. And the number 3?
3.
At gmail.com.
Okay. James, J-A-M-E-S, D-E-S-H-L-E-R, 3 at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
I have 395 Dallas Lane, Jackson, Alabama, 36545.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay. Okay, these are generated questions, sir, asking to verify your identity when you are filing for unemployment. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1149 West Front Street North, 187 Primrose Drive, 2827 Castle Pine Circle Southeast, 343 Willow Crest Lane, or none of the above?
West Front Street.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Dickinson, Enterprise, Athens, or Opelika, or none of the above?
Dickinson.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 303 Green Mist Road, 524 36th Street North, 65 Corrigan Avenue, or 81 County Road 3435, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
All right. And what was your last day worked?
Oh, it's going to be June the 8th. And I am very behind on giving you guys a call.
June 8, 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I do not work for myself, no, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Are you currently registered for school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time employment?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
I have not, no, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I do want to travel 75, 80 miles.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Was 24.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, but I have. I have been part of the union over my last two jobs, but no, I don't. It's not exclusive.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, no, ma'am.
And what is your job? Your job title?
I'm a millwright. I was a millwright.
A what?
A millwright. MILLWRIGHT.
Okay. Spell that again for me. I'm sorry.
That's no problem. MILL.
Okay. MILL.
Yes, ma'am. WR.
Is that all together?
It is. Yes, ma'am, it is.
WR.
IGHT.
Millwright. That's all I put in. Millwright.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yes, ma'am. That's
and
Millwright.
It's installed, dismantle, move machinery or heavy equipment.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am. That's
okay. Okay. Okay, and we're filing for a national paper company, international paper company?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I
okay.
work for.
All right. I need a phone number for them, please.
All right, give me just a second. Get it here. Let's see, I'll be calling.
Hey, look at that.
All right, it's 1334.
Mm-hmm.
963. 2228.
I have 334, 963, 2228.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I need an employment start date.
Okay, I started with them the 27th, was it June? Yeah, yes, I'm in June 2017.
June.
Yes,
well, give me estimate about a date because I need a month, date, and year.
Okay, June 16th, 2017.
Okay, 6/16/2017, and your last day of work was?
It's gonna be June the 8th of 2022.
June the 8th of 2022. Ain't that something?
I know.
You know the month. You know what I'm saying. The month and stuff. That's all right. What city and state was work performed in?
It's Pine Hill, Alabama.
P-I-N-E-H-I-L-L, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you receive any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
Yes, ma'am, they wanted to pay me my vacation pay.
So you got vacation, and I need the total number of hours.
Okay, that's going to be, it was 2 weeks, so 80 hours.
80 hours, and the dollar per hour.
Okay, $31 an hour.
Okay, and so you didn't get no sick, and you didn't get no holiday, okay. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am, I am not.
Okay, it's your last, okay. And the reason why are you no longer working, quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
I resigned. I worked out of 2 weeks notice with him.
Okay, so, okay, when we say resign, is that quitting?
Yeah, yes, ma'am, that's it. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, and the reason of the quit, voluntary personal difference with coworkers, move to new location, retire, attend school, look for other job, health reasons, lack of transportation, or which working conditions.
Was voluntary one of them? I'm sorry.
Voluntary, yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Name and title person you advise you were quitting.
Okay, that's going to be Philip Shields.
P-H-I.
Yes, ma'am. L-L-I-P.
LLIP. Okay, Philip Shields.
Yes, ma'am. SHIELDS.
Okay, and what was Mr. Shields' position?
He is the union president. Well, this is his position, the job. He's going to be a E&I, an electrician.
Okay, so because it said name and title, person you advise you quitting. And what was his position again?
He is an electrician.
Okay, so I know the electrician. I'm saying he's not like the supervisor or boss or nothing like that.
Yeah, no, I guess the last supervisor I was under was Earl Parrish.
Okay, so Mr. Philip Shields is the one you advised of your quitting, but was he a supervisor or manager or something?
No. No, ma'am. No, he was not. No,
okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Earl Parrish was the last supervisor I had there.
But he's the one you advised, right, Philip Shields?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. He was. Me and him went through the entire process.
Okay. So, and what date did you give notice of quitting?
Oh, it was going to be 2 weeks before the 8th. I'm not sure.
The 2 weeks before the 8th of July?
Yes, June. 2 weeks before June the 8th.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Let's just try to make everything. I want to make everything right so they don't have no reason to try to, you know, well, we didn't get such and such. Okay, 2 weeks before the 8th. Okay, if you're saying 2 weeks before the 8th, then that would have been, what day did you get notice of quitting? 2 weeks before the 8th of June, you said?
Yes,
I'm looking at a calendar, and that would have been like towards, that would be in May. That would be like around the 23rd of May. That'll be about the 23rd of May.
All right, get you if on June,
sir.
June 8th. If I turn it to this note for June the 8th for the first.
Okay.
Let's see. The 25th of May. Yes, ma'am.
The 25th of May?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I pulled that calendar down. So.
Yeah, I opened mine up too. I couldn't remember.
Okay, we got the day. Okay. And what was the final incident that caused you to quit? And you can just couple it up because I only have a small box, sir. I don't need, no, I'm just kidding, but I don't. I only have a small box.
Ultimately, it was travel issues.
I'm going to just write travel issues. That's it.
Yeah.
And if they want to, yeah, I'm just saying, because
yeah.
If so, what they will do is they will contact you and say, well, sir, could you please tell us, and see, those are the ones that they want to know from point to point. Could you please tell us the travel issues that you're having, you know, that type of stuff with
yeah,
me filing. Because with me doing the claim, I got a little box, and if you come with a whole a book from chapter 1 to 12, I can't do it. So we're going to.
Hey, it sounds like you've seen every aspect of this.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have some, and I go into them, and I say, well, ma'am, and she listening. Mm-hmm. I said, well, ma'am, I have a small box. Okay. Can you hear me? I said, yes, ma'am. Well, Sue, she came, and I told Sue, and I was like, oh, my God, I just told her. So I'm like, then what I do, I just break it down, and then, could you read that back to me? I said, yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yes. I mean, you have some of the ones, they really, and they, it makes my day with someone because they're kind of upset about it, but they don't want to do it, you know, because I've had a couple of them. You're only going to be off for 2 weeks. And one lady, she had been on that job, I think, about 15 years. So this time, she's about ready to leave. But they're giving her like a 2-week thing and she can apply. Well, she told me 2 weeks, but you sure it's not me coming back before the 2 weeks? I said, no, ma'am, you get this time to just kick back and relax. Well, I'm not going to have nothing to do. I said, oh, my God. So, you know, it's just some of them who. Mm-hmm.
We're also used to running that same path for years and years. We don't know what to do when we got time.
When you got time to just sit down and relax, you know. But you know what? That'd be the time for you just to sit down, relax, look, get your thoughts together and get yourself together. And then you'll be ready to get back out there. Because I tell you, Mr. James, it took me a minute to do that. And you know what brought it down for me? I ended up having a brain aneurysm. So you're talking to a lady who had a brain aneurysm here. 2 years ago, and you know what? But I'm here, and I'm back. I'm not doing basically what I used to do. This is more calmer for me. This is, you know, this I don't have to, you know. But hey, you know, you get this time out for a minute just to relax. Sit back and relax.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that I'm able to talk to you today.
Yes, sir.
That's quite the ordeal. Yes, ma'am. That's quite the ordeal. That is a blessing.
Yes. You know, you have to do that sometimes. And you know what? With us being the God-fearing people we are, sometimes he will put you in a situation where he say, I said, sit down. You know, so and with me, it was that situation. I was working in school, already trying to hold on to a 15-year marriage that was going everywhere, and I'm still trying to hold. I'm trying to hold on to that. Had just lost my sister to a bad car accident, and I was still trying. Yes. And God just said, look, I'm just going to sit you down for a minute. And he did. And when I noted anything, Mr. James, I was in Birmingham in the hospital. And I had already been there 37 days and didn't know it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness.
So, yeah.
You know what? That is amazing. That is quite a testament.
Yes, sir.
But I
yes.
know, back in 19, it was about 5 in the morning. I was set up there to work, and I wound up under an 18-wheeler that had been in the middle of the road that morning. And I was aware, and I talked to EMS when they got there, but I didn't wake up until several weeks later. And Christmas had gone by. I missed a couple of birthdays, but I was able to celebrate them out there in my hospital bed.
Well, see, look at there. Now, he left us here to be a testimony to somebody, because you don't never know who you may run across and may need to hear what we are saying to them, you know. So it's a blessing. So with that, you just going to take a time out right now. You're going to forget international papers and all that stuff for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You just have to take a seat.
I did not expect such a pleasant phone call.
But see, you know what? It's strange. Isn't it strange sometimes how God brings people into your life, if they're not, but just for this moment? He brings people in your life just for this moment, because you may think that, gosh, I'm going through this kind of stuff and this, and then to hear somebody else's story. Or to you know what I'm saying? So, hey, you just keep it moving. And, Mr. James, I had the aneurysm. It took me a minute, because sometimes on some of these calls, I may have to ask that person something once or twice.
Yeah.
And I have had people, not like you, you'll be like, okay. But I've had some of the younger, per se, quote unquote, and they're like, what, you can't hear me? And in my mind, I'm just saying, because I know I can't go deep with them the way I want to, but in my mind, I'm saying, if you only knew and how blessed some of you are, not to, you know, but I just keep it going. I just keep it going, you know, because I tragically, you know, it's something else. So, but what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your quitting? Try to resolve?
You mean at work? You mean trying to resolve the issue that had going on at work?
Yeah. What did you? Okay, I told you again. It's a small box. So because I told you I got some people. They want to come and they want to, when they giving the testimony, they want the whole 2 sheets of paper. And
oh,
I'm.
My goodness.
Yeah, but it just the question that it asked me to ask you is, it says, what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to quitting?
Okay. Yeah, so I attempted to have a shift change.
Okay. That's it. You know.
Yeah.
And who is messing with the dog? Because I hear him out there barking.
That's actually my kids, and they're fighting each other.
Oh, okay then. Because, look, I got the grannies who do the same thing. I'm like, granny's on the phone. Okay. And in the next 2 seconds, I'm hearing all kind of stuff.
Hey, you know what? I'm telling you, they can tell when you're on the phone, and that's
yes.
when they go to doing cartwheels.
Yeah, oh, of course. You know that. And I'm like, did you not hear what I just said? And, yes, ma'am. And they don't mean any of it. I tried to get a shift change. Uh-huh. Okay, that's what I'm putting in. Okay. And that was unsuccessful?
Yes, ma'am, it was.
Yeah, sometimes you have to do what you got to do. But I tell you one thing, he knows your heart. He knows your situation. Yeah. And can nobody handle it better than him. And long as you're doing what you're doing right now, you're standing back, you're doing what you have to do. You stand back and let him watch you and see all the things he's going to let happen to you in your favor.
Yeah.
It's going to happen in your favor now.
That's wonderful to hear. I thank you for telling
it
me.
It is.
Because it's a scary thing.
Yep. See, you know, with life with some people, you hear and you listen to what they say, and then you thinking in your mind, now, why don't they just trust God? Because, see, when you trust in him and you just stand back and let everything that the devil think he going to do to you and it don't happen, honey, you would be so amazed at stuff that go on, and people just look like, wow, how did that happen? How is he making things work? Because I believe in the Almighty. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes, I think that's why. I think that's why people are so quick to cuss God and us to believe in Him, because they're scared of Him.
They wouldn't do your shift change for you.
No, man. They couldn't accommodate it. Not in the area I was working.
Okay. So it wasn't. That wasn't. It's like against them. That's
it wasn't really anybody's fault. Yeah. Yes,
right. That's all right. That's right. Mm-mm. Okay. Yep. Okay. And you didn't have no doctor thing, so get some people on here, ma'am, I've been to the doctor and such, and I said, well, you have to send some paperwork in. Well, I'll try to do that. No, you're not. You're going to send it in. But if you could sit back and hear some of the stories that, you know, just come in and tell the truth. You know, that's all you got to do. But you have some, and not knowing that these people are going to actually, like some of them, on some cases, they actually are going to talk to your employer. You know?
Right.
Mm-mm. Right.
Yes,
sir. But I get them. I wish you could hear some. If you could really hear some of them stories, Mr. James, you would. I mean, sometimes I have to put my thing on mute and laugh to myself at some of the stuff that they tell you. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't care to hear all of that. You know? But
you never know where an entertaining moment is going to come from.
Exactly. Exactly. So, okay, here's a question. It says, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to pay it if I don't.
I know you better know what this. You know what? Some people, they did that with that question right there. No, I want all of mine. And in the end, I'm just thinking to myself, at the end of the year, you big dodo, you're going to have to pay some money. you know, it's at that moment, I guess they're just looking at what they're going to get or what they, you know. And at the end of the year, they're looking, while everybody else celebrating getting income tax, they're looking sad. Because they got to pay the money back. You know?
Hey, Big Daddy Uncle Sam's going to get it one way
One way and another. And he's definitely going to get his. You know he is. Okay. This temporary is a temporary PIN number that I have for you, which is 6886.
Okay.
Now, that's if you want to go into your portal. That's to do it online. That's going to be your temporary PIN number at any given time. I think that you can change it, I'm not sure. I think when you go into your portal, and then it'll tell you when, if you want to make your own personal PIN number. But we give you one. It's 6886.
Okay.
So, and it normally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting the unemployment requirements what they have. You know, it's always something. With this now, what they and if you have one already done and made up, we just take it into the career center and let them file it under your unemployment. What they require for you to have is an updated resume.
Okay.
So, look at God. All you got to do is, where's your career center? Do you know where the career center is or your unemployment office?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
what you do is you take that in there and let them know that you have filed for unemployment, and you, I guess, have them to post and copy or whatever into your file. So, therefore, you already have that on file. And that's the only requirement that they have of you. And the other thing is, of course, they will contact your employer and be like, well, hey, we heard James quit. What's going on? You know, that type of stuff.
Right,
they'll,
right,
you know,
right.
And after that, they will contact you, letting them know what their findings was. And they'll either write you a letter or telephone you or both, one of the two, to let you know.
Okay.
The decision on the claim and stuff. But other than that, Mr. James, which you do every week, you're calling. Now, this week, I've already done your claim for you. So you're on your own next week. You're on your own from now on with these claims now. If you need me, you can call the number and ask for Tammy. And I would and I'll be like, is this Mr. James again? So I won't. No. The number you should call weekly is going to be 1-800.
Okay.
752.
Okay.
7389.
Okay.
And that's the telephone number you're going to call weekly to call your claims in. Now, like I said, I've done your claim for this week. You on your own from that to this day forward, and you have Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. to call your claims in. So, per se, you forget, well, not forget, but just make the mistake of not calling Sunday. You can call Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, up to Friday by 5 p.m. to have that week covered. Put your claim. You can't get up Saturday morning and say, oh God, let me call. No, we're not doing that. You have to call Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. And other than that, you in about 7 days, you should receive a information booklet, which is the unemployment booklet, and that explains your rights and your responsibilities on how your claims are determined. It gives you more general information on filing unemployment. And you should receive that in 7 days. Now, if you do not receive it in 7 days, I would like for you to call 1-800-36 okay. 1-800-361-4524 and get on the line. Look, I need my booklet. You know, that's the book, you know, that's the number, just in case you don't get it within the 7 days. You know, I mean, just be aggressive. No, I'm just kidding. They be like, oh God, let's send him a old case of books then.
No.
Right, there you go. So they will send you your booklet. Normally they go ahead and you should receive it about before the 7 days is up, but we just give you this just in case you don't. And like I said, you take your do your resume, because that's a requirement for you to get your unemployment. And other than that, that's it. And you just wait on your monies. And we did direct deposit with your monies. And with that being, let me see, because I want to see if this is any kind of ballpark figure that they give. Because sometimes they do let us see. Oh, well, actually they do, because actually here you're looking weekly at a good amount for maybe about two something a week. So this is that just is, you know, give or take. But other than that, you have filed your unemployment, sir. You make sure you call every week for it. You call in every week. Like I said, Sunday, you have Sunday through 5 o'clock by 5 o'clock Friday, yes, sir. And you make sure you call it in. And with that being said, don't forget to go ahead and let them. That's a requirement. That resume, get that resume. It's just that's it. And that's then you good. And you just sit back and go out there and yell at the kids or whatever. And you know, call your claims in. You wait on a minute. I'm doing my claim. I'll be right with you, you know. But other than that,
yes,
that's it. Just give you some me time. for a minute.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I thank you so much for your advice. Yeah, it was wonderful talking to you, and I'm glad I was able to, because
yes, sir.
You know, you come pretty close. You know,
yes,
I reckon we both have. So,
yes, yes, we have. But see, that's what he left me here for, was to do what I do today. He left me here to do, uplift the spirit if I can, and just keep a smile on people's face. You know what I'm saying? So
that's my, sir. This phone call is completely taking me off guard. I was not expecting, and I hate to say that, but you don't generally expect somebody to be so kind that you have to deal with over anything hard.
Right. Well,
and,
you know.
I'm talking to you, and it's almost like talking to a friend, you know.
Yes. But see, he knew who to send you to. You don't have time for them crab scratches that's behind me. He had to send you. He said, "No, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna send him to the Lamb, and I am the Lamb." That's it. So,
yes,
Mr. James, with that being said, dear, I want you to have a wonderful day. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the little people, because they're waiting on you. And you just, yep, you have a good day. Don't forget to call your claims in. Don't forget to go ahead and with your resume, have that done. And other than that, you just kick back and work and let God work it out, because he got something for you. He got it.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, you are quite the blessing yourself, and I'm
yes,
so grateful for having talked to you today.
Yes, sir. You're very welcome. I want to thank you.
Listen, you be careful out there.
Yes, sir, I will. Oh, okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great evening, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.